Recently on Breakfast, we heard how wind turbine manufacturers were facing tough times due to a tightening of wind farm regulations in Victoria and New South Wales. Australia's biggest turbine manufacturer, Keppel Prince, said it had sacked 50 staff and signed no new contracts. That was after the Victorian government introduced new regulations about where wind farms could be built. During that story, we also covered another hurdle facing the wind industry, small but vocal groups who say that wind farms cause all sorts of health problems. This debate has been going on for some time now, and again, our story sparked a flurry of emails from those of you who say wind farms cannot make you sick. Well, Mike Woods takes a look.
There are people the world over who swear that their health has been compromised by wind turbines. Many of these people may not even live in close proximity to wind farms, but say they suffer a range of medical conditions because of them. Those conditions range from hypertension to insomnia and tinnitus, or ringing in the ears, to headaches, dizziness, even depression. More seriously, some people claim the turbines can even cause cancer. There are also many people all over the globe who live near wind turbines quite happily and report no ill effects. Simon Chapman is Professor of Public Health at the University of Sydney. He says internationally there have been 17 scientific reviews of wind farms and their effect on health. He says none of them, including one in 2009 by Australia's National Health and Medical Research Council, has found any link between illness and wind turbines.
The National Health and Medical Research Council is in the process of doing another review, so that'll make 18, and Canadian government is also going to do one, and that'll make 19. The opponents of wind turbines are already filling up blogs and websites by condemning these two inquiries and sort of saying, look, we know that they're going to conclude that there is no problem. So these people, they call for more research, but when governments say, okay, well, we'll do more research, they condemn it before it's even published.
The Warburg Foundation in Victoria is one of the most vocal critics of wind farms and what they say is their effect on health. The foundation says it believes there is a direct link between the two. Dr. Sarah Laurie is the CEO of the Warburg Foundation.
We don't know what's safe, and I think imposing any technology on a community where you haven't actually done the due diligence and done the safety, even constructing the human safety dose response curves hasn't been done. That's simply unacceptable. Clearly this technology is causing health problems. To say continually that there's no evidence and citing endless reviews that there's no evidence when so little work has been done is ignoring the problem.
Dr. David Colby is a professor of physiology, pharmacology, microbiology and immunology at Canada's University of Western Ontario. He is one of Canada's leading experts on this issue. Dr. Colby has been involved in two scientific reviews. He also made an expert deposition to the Australian Review into wind farms and health. He says he believes people claiming illness due to wind turbines are experiencing genuine symptoms, it's just that they're not caused by wind farms.
People are suggestible. All people are suggestible. I'm sure that you've heard of the placebo effect, Mike, and there's also what's called a nocebo effect, which is that if people believe that a certain stimulus will have adverse effects, then they will start to feel badly as a result of that. People wouldn't be human if they were not affected by these suggestions that some people have that wind farms cause genuine illness. And there's really no evidence to support that at all.
The anti-wind farm lobby says one of the reviews carried out by Dr. Colby and other scientists was flawed, because it was commissioned by the American and Canadian Wind Energy Associations. Dr. Colby says that criticism is invalid.
All of us participated in that review only under the condition that we were given complete freedom to put whatever we found with regard to any association between wind turbines and health. The wind energy associations basically said if there are any possible health effects with regard to wind turbines, we want to know about them.
So what are the possible root causes of the belief of some that wind farms can make you sick? Dr. David Colby says one theory is that it's all about aesthetics, annoyance, and money.
The vast majority of people that are exposed to wind turbine levels, with the setback distances that are prescribed in Canada and in Australia, very few people are actually annoyed. But a study from Europe showed that the noise that is produced, which everyone seems to focus on, is really only the third most important factor of annoyance, the first two being whether or not you're getting any income from the presence of the wind turbine, and secondly, whether you can see them or not. If they see them, they get angry all the time.
Dr. Sarah Laurie from the Warborough Foundation says it's not so much the look of wind farms that's the concern, but rather the sound. She says there is a definite link between low-frequency noise from wind turbines and people's health.
Exposure to low-frequency noise can lead to a physiological stress response. Now, what we're seeing is that chronic exposure to low-frequency noise seems to be inducing a chronic physiological stress response. And that, together with the severe sleep deprivation that we're seeing, is having really serious effects on people's long-term health.
However, Dr. David Colby says there's no credible scientific evidence that low-frequency sound has any deleterious effect on the human body.
Infrasound, or extremely low-frequency sounds, travel very long distances around the world, really, and there's no evidence that infrasound is any greater in the vicinity of wind turbines than it is elsewhere. And in fact, our brains and our ears are designed to not respond to that at all.
That's Dr. David Colby, a professor of clinical and investigative medicine at the University of Western Ontario in Canada. And that report from Mike Woods. As we mentioned, Australian and Canadian authorities are conducting another review into whether there is a link between wind farms and a range of illness. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 7.